He closed the door and was immediately faced with his reflection in the full-length mirror that hung on the back. It was like a stranger, and yet not. His body shape and proportions were all off, but despite being framed by soft purple ringlets, his face wasn't all that different. Sure, it was stupidly girly, in Barry's opinion, but all his regular features had just been softened, like an ultra-delicate, almost chibi version of his regular face. His body was super jarring, though. He was in most ways teeny-tiny, in height and weight and just bone structure, but he seemed exaggeratedly curvy for how petite he was. It was like Magic was trying to prove his womanhood to everyone, screw normal body shape. His chest was particularly ridiculous, almost cartoony, but that wasn't the only change. In addition to the skirt's own buoyancy, as he put his hands on them, he could feel that his hips had expanded to fill it out further. Swallowing hard, Barry locked the door in a swift motion just in case. Then, ever so slowly, he lifted the hem of the skirt, painfully curious about what lay beneath. He knew he was being unduly nervous, especially because he could feel he wasn't naked underneath there. But this was uncharted territory for Barry. His legs were both thinner and more fleshy at the same time, somehow, and magically hairless. His thighs seemed oddly spaced as they approached his hips. Closing one eye apprehensively, he flipped the skirt up the rest of the way at once. There was some kind of light purple lycra panty between his legs, but it was attached to the bottom of the skirt like a leotard, and that part of the garment itself wasn't too bad, even though it was a little high cut. But beneath the piece of fabric, there was no sign of his usual boxer bulge at all. It was completely flush and smooth. He released a scared little gasp and let the skirt fall back down again, the soft cheeks of his reflection very pink. Maybe he wasn't ready to face that aspect yet, and he felt a little like he'd walked in on his sister changing. The full lips of the girl in the mirror trembled, and he sighed in her voice, a few of the tears he'd held back all morning finally escaping. He brushed them off her stupid round cheeks defeatedly. His brows were currently stuck in a constant state of concern, and those too were purple, though of a darker shade than his hair. The hair itself was bouncy, with shoulder-length porcelain doll-esque ringlets, and was shiny like lavender satin. His regular copper-brown hair had some natural wave to it, and could get a little curly when he hadn't had a haircut, but he hardly thought this was the continuation of that. He turned around so his back faced the mirror, looking over his smooth shoulder to see. He moved his wings, dazed to watch them cooperate. They protruded from a slit in the bodice of his
uniform.
He used the term with scathing sarcasm in his mind. Other than that, the garment had no obvious seam or zipper in the back, like he'd been sewn inside. Well, that was painfully metaphorical. A purple, bust-accentuating straitjacket.